Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons.
Well, I've never called one myself. Many apparently have. It's an ongoing and apparently rather successful way of making money. The psychic hotline. You pay your phone bill and they'll consult with you for free, at least to begin with. Is this harmless entertainment, as the small print says when you watch the infomercials at night? Or are these real psychics doing a real reading on you? Someone might say, look, it doesn't really make any difference. It gives me someone to talk to, and when I have someone to talk to, they seem to have some insights into me, psychic or not. We're going to talk about psychic hotlines. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Monday afternoon, May the 17th. Now, if you have a question or comment about psychic hotlines, call our number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us right here in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Before we are joined by Gretchen Passantino to talk about psychic hotlines, let's get this story from ABC News titled The Truth About Psychic Hotlines.
When the economy tanks, psychics say their business soars. It seems people seek their guidance when there are so many uncertainties in the world. But when you call up a psychic hotline, does the person on the line really have any more insight than anyone else? Jeremy Hubbard has been investigating this for us. So
it makes you wonder how well they're trained, right? Or is it just
their
somebody
they go to,
right? In their underwear on the other line, just
right,
sitting there? You never
vacuuming.
Right, exactly. Ever wonder what it'd be like to dial one of those 900 lines at $3.99 a minute? Can easily cost as much as a doctor's visit. But who is that person on the other end of the line we're paying to talk to? We're calling them so you don't have to.
One day, you know, I actually realized that I was a psychic junkie.
Susie Deschelles spends hundreds each month on mediums and metaphysics. The successful 51-year-old L.A. real estate agent moved, changed jobs, even divorced her husband after consulting her psychic.
Okay, I know this is crazy, and I know it feels frivolous. However,
she even gets help with those day-to-day decisions.
See? She was right.
Susie is hardly the only one relying on tarot cards and crystal balls.
I gotta let you in on a little secret.
The psychic industry is a $2 billion a year business, even after two decades of lawsuits, bad press, and bankruptcies.
Past card is the High Priestess.
Mark Edwards says he is blowing the whistle on psychic hotlines.
The future card is the Hanged Man.
The psychic business is built on lies. There is no supernatural power. You can't see the future.
The psychics on our new network are literally the best in the business.
He worked for 9 years as a telephone soothsayer. This is him in a psychic hotline infomercial.
Right away, Pat, I get this feeling that you are a people person.
Yes.
He eventually quit because he felt bad.
Please enter your 5-digit zip code.
And now he's revealing his top secret tricks of the trade to us. We're calling a 900 line at $2.99 a minute with Mark listening in. For legal reasons, we're reenacting the psychic's voice, but the conversation is word for word.
Man, I've got a couple career questions. You think you can help me with that?
I see that you've been confused and you're struggling with decisions to make.
You think my family will be expanding anytime soon?
Well, yes. If you really want it, it will happen.
She was right about one thing.
I'm working on this project right now, and I'm afraid that somebody's trying to rip me off. Can you tell me if they are?
Well, the doubts that you have, you're usually correct.
They are specific techniques, Mark says, that are designed to be vague, flattering, and drawn out.
It was convincing to you?
A little bit, and more than I would have expected.
That's because these are generalities. They're true about everybody. You told her everything she needed to know.
So the idea is get a hook in me, and I'll keep calling back.
Oh, yeah. That's how psychic junkies get start.
It is less about predictions and more about connections.
People just want someone to talk to. That is the bottom line.
Why don't
Susie admits she too has been ripped off in the past and now stays away from those 900 lines, but she still relies on her favorite fortune teller. So does Susie's psychic have a gift that hotline clairvoyants don't? We asked her to give us our own reading to find out. This is really her.
So let's call you a powerful, compassionate humanitarian who is a master. This means you're an old soul. Think like a CEO and think like a millionaire.
So you think I could be a millionaire?
Yes.
Wow. And a CEO?
Yes.
Now, Mark's turn.
So, Mark, I'm powerful, I'm compassionate, I'm a humanitarian, and apparently I'm a master, too.
It's flattery, and who's not going to want to hear that? Telling us that you're an old soul, that's one of the oldest lines in the book.
Just another shaman of the obvious, in Mark's words. So can Mark sway Susie? He's calling her now and revealing his tricks.
We're all intuitive to a certain greater or lesser degree.
I agree with that.
But Susie is still a believer.
These are people that I check in with the way others will just talk to their best friend or see a therapist.
Joining us to talk about psychic hotlines, Gretchen Passantino. She's co-founder of Answers in Action based in Costa Mesa, California. Gretchen, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Pastor Todd. It's always good to talk with you and your listeners, too.
The fine print says, if you watch the commercials, that this is for entertainment purposes only. They may talk about certified hotlines, but they make no real legal promises. What about someone who just wants someone to talk to?
Actually, it is the case that most of the people who develop a relationship, whether it's with a psychic hotline or a fortune teller, or even sometimes a pastor or a close friend, what they're looking for is companionship. They're looking for validation for what's going inside of themselves. They're looking for hope for the future. And there can be either trustworthy people who are willing to give you that companionship and that hope for the future, or there are people who are not trustworthy. And the so-called psychics are in the not trustworthy category. They are playing on people's inadequacies and fears and loneliness and providing them with what they want to hear, what they want to experience, whether it's true or not, and they're getting rich doing it.
What are the promises, if you will, made not only by the psychic hotlines, but by those who claim to have psychic abilities?
The two main categories of promises are, first, that who you are is something good, that you ought to feel good about yourself. You ought to feel proud that you are compassionate or a people person or have the confidence to move forward in life if you make that a commitment to yourself. And the second major category is hope for the future. You can achieve whatever you want if you put your mind to it. The desires you have for the future, whether it's for a spouse or for money or for friendship or joy, are achievable if you take steps to achieve that. And of course, according to the psychics, you can do that better if you're paying a psychic to give you advice along the way. So affirming who you are and giving you hope for the future. And really what this is a counterfeit of the gospel. The psychic will tell you who you are in and of yourself, independent of anybody or anything else, is betraying what God tells us, which is that we have value not because we are ourselves good, in fact, we're sinful and we deserve God's condemnation, but we're valuable because God loves us and sent his son to die for us, to reconcile us with himself. And as far as hope for the future, if you depend on yourself to succeed in the future, if you depend on your own positive attitude or your own positive steps or commitments, you may or may not be disappointed and not reach your goal. But if you lay every care at the foot of the cross, if you surrender your whole life to the power of the Holy Spirit, if you are a Christian following God as he calls you and as he leads you, then you can be sure that you will achieve whatever God has planned for you. And that is really ultimately the only true fulfillment.
So how do you account for the fact that these, maybe in the best cases, these people on the other side of the line seem to know me? They seem to know so much about me. They seem to have an insight into who I am about a minute and a half.
Well, there are two ways that psychics seem to have insight into the individual. First is they will make claims about you that you would like to have be true about you, whether they are or not. They're not going to say you're a selfish, mean-spirited SOB. They'll say you are kind and loving and want to help other people. Second, they will play off on what you say yourself and give you a vague enough recommendation that then you can apply it to yourself personally, and you'll walk away believing that the psychic actually had special knowledge of you. The psychic may say something general like, you are concerned about your financial future, and you apply that self to yourself personally and walk away saying, wow, the psychic knew I was behind on my mortgage payments. Well, the psychic didn't know anything about your mortgage, but almost everybody worries about finances in this day and age.
Okay, so in a nutshell, is there, before we take this break, is there anything to it? Does it have any substance, anything there to trust? With less than a minute.
From a logical perspective, we know that there are demonic forces in this world and that they have some sorts of spiritual insight that may not be available to the ordinary person. However, over my more than 35 years in full-time Christian ministry, I've never met a so-called psychic who has actually had demonic power. What I have met are people who are being used by the devil in an indirect sense, in that they are drawing people away from trusting and serving God and into trusting and serving themselves.
When we come back, we'll talk more about psychic hotlines and psychic phenomena. Gretchen Pasentino is our guest, co-founder of Answers in Action, based in Costa Mesa, California. It's Monday afternoon, May the 17th. This is Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. You can join us with questions or comments, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Twitter us at IssuesETC, or send us an email right here in the studio. We get it in real time. Talkback at IssuesETC.org. Talkback at IssuesETC.org, 1-877-623-6943. More with Gretchen Pasentino after this. What is it that drives people to pick up the phone and, paying handsomely per minute, talk to people claiming to be psychic? We'll be right back.
As long as I'm a ghost, you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
So let's call you a powerful, compassionate humanitarian who is a master. This means you're an old soul. Think like a CEO and think like a millionaire.
So you think I could be a millionaire?
Yes.
Wow. And
definitely.
A CEO?
Yes.
What you might hear if you were to call one of the psychic hotlines. Sounds good. I mean, who doesn't want to be complimented like that? You could see some of the appeal why people might call them when they're feeling a little bit desperate. We're talking about psychic hotlines. Gretchen Pasentino is our guest, co-founder of Answers in Action, based in Costa Mesa, California. Gretchen, let's talk about the two sides of the coin here. Why someone would pose as a psychic. I get the impression that a lot of these people are just sitting at home answering the phone and making money doing it, and then why someone would call. Why would someone pose as a psychic?
Well, a lot of them just do it for the money. You know, years ago when my oldest daughter was a teenager, she and all of her friends were looking for jobs, and there was not much open other than working for minimum wage at a fast food restaurant. But one of her friends got hired to be a telephone psychic, and she made more money being a telephone psychic than practically all of her friends put together with all of their jobs at fast food restaurants. She did it in order to make money, and that is the answer for most of them. Now, also, she was very social. She's really a people person. She enjoys talking to people. And she discovered that the vast majority of the people who were calling were lonely. They didn't have a good friend who would give them good advice, who would be willing to speak truth to them, whether it was comfortable or uncomfortable. And so they were paying for friends. They were paying for friends on the psychic hotlines. This friend of my daughter was not a practicing Christian. She didn't have much of an ethical system developed for herself. But even she got to the point where she realized she was a pretend friend that people on the other end of the phone were considering to be a true friend. Her goal was to keep them on the line long enough for her to make a lot of money. Their goal was to have somebody who truly cared about them, who would be willing to bring relief to their burdens, hope to their fears, and companionship in their loneliness. And it began to bother her. And the last call she took as a psychic hotline speaker was from a woman who was losing everything she had because she had spent so many thousands of dollars on these psychic telephone calls over the previous couple of months. And my daughter's friend spent 20 minutes trying to talk her out of ever calling the psychic hotline again. She failed to do that, and she quit that day. That was the last call she took. And she said, even me, I'm not a Christian. I figure people deserve whatever they get. I couldn't do it anymore because I knew I was destroying her financially just so that she could pretend she had a friend. That's a pretty sad commentary.
And the people who call, what do you think is the main reason someone, I mean, most of these people don't care, psychic or otherwise. What do you think the main reason someone calls a psychic hotline is?
Well, from those that I've interviewed and others who have been interviewed by other people, I think the greatest reason they call a psychic is because they are fearful of the future and they are lonely. Those are the number two reasons. That's what they're looking for, is companionship and hope for the future. And that's what a psychic hotline person is willing to give them as long as they're willing to pay.
Is there, people think they have insights into human nature. Someone who says, you know, I think I have some psychic abilities. There's too many coincidences in my life. The person who isn't cynically answering the phone or desperately calling a psychic hotline, but someone who actually thinks they've got the gift, what would you say to them?
The Bible tells us very clearly that the future is in God's hands. He's the only one who knows the future as perfectly as the present and as perfectly as the past. He's the only one who can determine what will happen in the future. It says in Deuteronomy 32:39 that what God has revealed to us belongs to us for all time, but what he has kept secret belongs to him. Our duty as Christians is to worship and serve him and follow him as he leads us. Whether we know something is going to happen in the future or not is all dependent on how closely we follow God. There is no such thing as true psychic power. That's not the way God works. God is the one who gives us every breath that we breathe, who blesses us every day, to whom we turn for our daily bread. By surrendering our lives to Jesus, we can have hope for the future because Jesus has paid for that future. We can have true companionship because God loved the world so much that he sent his son to die for us, that whoever believes in him would have everlasting life and not face condemnation. True companionship, true confidence in the future, true fulfillment as a human being is in surrendering to Jesus Christ.
Kind of on a bigger scale than the individual, the psychic phenomenon not only makes for some compelling entertainment on television almost every night, but some people do take it seriously. And it's often worn as a badge of honor by those who claim that this stuff really exists, that even law enforcement will occasionally call on the local psychic or someone who's been proven to be able to sense these things. What do you make of this?
I'm glad you brought that up, because even though I'm in full-time Christian ministry and not in law enforcement, I do have a real heart for people who are in law enforcement and in the military. And in fact, Answers in Action has spun off a new organization called Frontline Ministries, which is a peer mentoring program for Christian law enforcement officers and military people. And I'm just real, real proud of that organization. And so I have spent a lot of time talking to law enforcement officers, and I don't know of a single one who really believes that psychics can turn up some evidence in a case. The key to successful law enforcement investigation is facts, evidence, and logical arguments. It's not guesses or so-called psychic messages. Many times a psychic will say that they've been able to help a police department on a case only because they're saying what the police already think about the case, or only because by happenstance they might be right, not by, you know, any true information. And the most common answer I get when I ask law enforcement people, what do you think about psychics who claim to have inside information about a case? Their number one answer is, if they really have inside information about the case, then I want to know if they're a suspect. Not whether they actually have some knowledge from the other side or whatever that is, but do they have inside knowledge because they are themselves a suspect? There is no evidenced statistics that show that psychic knowledge or psychic readings can be any help to law enforcement at all.
Until recently, John Edwards was a big, famous guy on television who appeared to be able to know things about people he didn't know. He just met, sitting in his audience. He would have a short conversation right there on camera with them. And everyone, including the audience at home, is amazed how much he appears to know about these people he doesn't know. There's a technique to this. How does he do it? We've got about a minute and a half here.
For him in particular, there are two different ways he does it. First of all, he does collect information about his audience members before they go in. They fill out cards with their name and address and gender and age and vocation and things like that. And also he does what's called cold reading. That is, he will talk to a person, get them to say just a little bit, then he will build on what they've said and leave his question or his comment open-ended to be filled in then by the person he's talking to. So, for example, he might say, I can see that you have a great deal of concern about someone who has passed on, someone who has died. Well, if his program is about talking to the dead, you'd assume that somebody who stood in line for 2 hours to get into the auditorium is concerned about somebody who's died. You don't need to be a psychic to know that. And then when the person responds, says, yes, my uncle, I was very close to him, and he died a few months ago, and then, you know, he'll break in and he'll say something like, and you feel like you never got a chance to say goodbye to him like you want to. Well, almost everybody's going to say yes to that, and the person comes away from that reading thinking that he's had special knowledge when really he's just a good read of human nature.
Gretchen Pasantino is co-founder of Answers in Action, based in Costa Mesa, California. Find out more about Answers in Action at our website, issuesetc.org. Gretchen, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And I would have to say that my best psychic network friend told me that your board operator is really good today.
He might differ in opinion on that, so you might want to check your psychic friend's credentials there. But thank you very much, Gretchen.
Thank you.
Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is a great devotional resource. Not your kind of typical beautiful flowers, nice thoughts, Hallmark card sentiment devotional resource. This is meaty stuff, and this is a devotional resource that takes you through not only an entire year, but also an entire life. It's based on the church year, and it has for each and every one of these days and occasions multiple prayers and resources, as well as being deeply grounded in Holy Scripture. You can't read a line of Stark's prayer book without running across very clear references to Holy Scripture. Find out more about Stark's prayer book, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Stark's prayer book, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May. God leaves a lot of questions about your life and this world unanswered. Some of them he gives us answers to in due course. Most of them he doesn't. Don't look for the psychic. Look to the cross, where the one answer that you need most is Jesus crucified for you. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.